Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And welcome back to the Digital Production Buzz at NAB. We're talking with Gary Atanasio. He's the Director of Sales for the Americas for Mosys Engineering. Gary, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
What does Mosys Engineering make?
We make, we're an engineering-based company, so we manufacture and market high-quality and very, very accurate camera remote heads for film and video. And we also are, at this show, flagshipping a product called Star Tracker, which is a camera tracking system that tells position and orientation of a video or film camera for previs, for augmented reality, for virtual reality, and virtual sets.
Well, when you say highly accurate, what does that mean?
It means we sample the angle of the pan and tilt and roll much more finely. So it reports the information much more accurately. I don't know how.
Well, what you missed was you do motion capture stuff. Because I don't need accuracy if I'm out in the field doing a news story, panning left and right. So I would need accuracy if I needed to have a repeatable camera movement. Is that what you're saying?
That too.
Okay.
But this, especially the film people, they like to have very accurate movement, tactile movement, where you know the operator is very tied into the actual motion of the camera, the physical motion.
Without even having to do motion capture?
This is kind of like the inverse of motion capture.
Okay, explain to me how it would work.
Motion capture, you would put elements on a talent. You would put receptors on the talent. And you would then put that into a virtual studio or a virtual environment based on the movement of the character. Inversely, virtual studio has... We take the motion of the camera and put that into the virtual or augmented set.
So rather than tracking the talent, you're tracking the camera.
And
the
that is exactly right.
And the camera is telling you where it's pointing and how where its pan, tilt, and roll is.
Yes.
So that's then feeding in so you can then use the camera's position rather than the talent's position
that's exactly
for
right.
the generation of tracking elements.
Yes.
Well, and that's very cool.
And the product that we're, you know, like I said, excited about is called Star Tracker. And Star Tracker is unique because up until now, the only way to accurately track the position and orientation of a camera was setting it on a tripod and giving that information via sensors. So that's a relative-based tracking system. And it was very difficult to track anything but pan and tilt. Even if you wanted to move the camera around, you had to encode the wheels. And that would eventually give you multiple error. You would always have to recenter the encoding
to tell it where the camera is.
Correct. With us, it's an absolute-based tracking system, whereby the camera knows where it is now. We report the camera's position, where its position and orientation now. What we do is we put a bunch of very inexpensive stickers on the ceiling or the grid or even the floor, and we have an LED light sensor that looks up at those and interprets the position and orientation of the camera at any given moment. So doing it this way, we can have the camera on a tripod doing pan and tilt. We can then move that tripod around, having X and Y as well. We can even take that and put it on a jib, that same exact sensor, and then have all of that six axes motion, the pan, tilt, zoom, horizontal and vertical boom as well. And we can take that same exact sensor and put it on a handheld or Steadicam camera. And this is absolutely revolutionary and unprecedented for camera tracking.
Well, how precisely do we have to put those stickers along the wall? Do they have to be carefully laid out, or do they just have to be there?
They just have to be there. Depending upon how high the grid is, will determine the diameter of those stickers. And again, they're very inexpensive vinyl retroreflective stickers that come on a roll. They almost cost nothing. If you want to expand the studio tracking area, you simply hang more stickers. In terms of the relationship to one another, the more random, the better. There does not have to be any particular pattern. The only thing you have to be aware of is the higher the ceiling, the more sparsely, the less dense the constellation need be. The closer the ceiling, because of the cone of vision of the LED sensor camera, The closer the ceiling, the more dense and the smaller the stickers need to be.
Now, what would be an application of this? How does this get put to life in real life?
Well, I've been in the business of virtual studio for about 20 years, and it's always been a fledgling technology. You know, it's the American broadcasters have been very slow to adopt that technology because of the implied or the perceived cartoonish look of it. But something that we've been able to do since day one is now, in the last 2 years, becoming very much embraced by all broadcasters across the spectrum, and that's augmented reality. That's having live talent on a live, regular physical set with 3D animated virtual elements that are content and context related. Sports scores, news, weather.
So rather than have them just be a lower third super, now they can sort of live in 3D space.
They live in 3D space, exactly.
And it's because the system knows where the camera's pointing.
That's correct. And that's what we do. We report that camera position very accurately to the rendering system so that it knows where to place those graphics at all times in real time.
Now, have you announced new stuff for the show? I know you've mentioned a couple new things already. I want to make sure we got all your announcements out.
The predominant announcement is the coming of Star Tracker. You know, I've really placed it in a lot of very high exposure broadcasters. Almost every one of these major broadcasters that have purchased a Star Tracker system came back for 3 or 4 and up to 12 more.
And the benefit is by being able to know where you are in X, Y, and Z space in absolute terms, regardless of the size of the studio that you're in, allows much more accurate tracking. And it also means that we could do jib work. Could we do handheld work as well?
Absolutely. Handheld, Steadicam, yes.
That is a very, very powerful technology.
And you've got it. You accurately reflected what I've been trying to say. And another thing that I'd like to point out is that not only is this extraordinarily powerful, resilient, affordable, it is incredibly simple. Once it is turned on, once it is calibrated and turned on, you simply turn it on and off each day. You do not need an operator. It is the first tracking system that requires no operator. So to be the most powerful, the most resilient, the most flexible, affordable, and you know, operator-less system, we're very, very excited about that.
I can tell that you're completely not caring at all about this. After 20 years, it must be nice to see this kind of technology evolve.
It so is. It really is.
What are you looking for the future? Where's the next step?
Well, we really feel like this is... The advent of Star Tracker is just opening the door to other technologies, to other industries, not just the broadcast industry. For instance, we've got a, based on Star Tracker technology, we've got a head-mounted device that, unlike the other two major head-mounted devices, has no geographical limitations. One of the head-mounted devices you can only turn. You can't move. The other one, you're limited to a 3x4 meter square meter area. Well, you put more stickers up. We actually have a video of somebody riding a bike around a corner inside a house with a head-mounted device on, not falling.
Wow.
So to answer your question more globally, other industries using our technology to embrace what we do, our core competencies, and taking it into other markets, the first of which being VR.
And for people that want more information about the stuff you offer, where can they go on the web?
www.mo-sys.com.
That's mo-sys.com. And Gary Atanasio is the Director of Sales for the Americas for Mosys Engineering. Gary, thanks for joining us
today. Thank you, Larry.
Have a great show.
Thank you.